Israeli troops mounted an operation in the Gaza Strip today that left 14 Palestinians dead and more than 70 injured, many of them young men who threw stones at the Israelis. Palestinian hospital sources said half of the dead were civilians, including three boys aged 11, 12, and 15. There were no reports of Israeli casualties. From Jerusalem, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Israeli military sources say troops were attempting to root out what they called terror cells suspected in escalating attacks on Jewish settlers and soldiers in Gaza. Dozens of armored military vehicles swept into what military sources say were the outskirts of the El Barej and Nusayrat refugee camps in central Gaza Strip. Explosions thundered in the pre-dawn hours. The Israeli Defense Forces spokesperson said that during the operation, an intense exchange of fire erupted with armed militants. News agencies report that calls for gunmen to come out and fight came over mosque loudspeakers, and that hundreds of children chased after Israeli tanks and soldiers throwing stones. The IDF says Palestinian militants fired dozens of anti-tank missiles and detonated grenades. Israeli troops responded with what a military source called mostly light arms fire, and the IDF says its forces struck several armed gunmen involved in the fighting. A military source insisted that no fire was opened on children. The government of Ariel Sharon is in talks with Washington over an evolving plan to evacuate the Gaza settlements. The Palestinian cabinet today alleged that Israel was intentionally escalating violence ahead of its planned unilateral withdrawal. Palestinian cabinet member Saab Arakat said, at a time when they're speaking about withdrawing from Gaza, the Israelis are destroying Gaza. Israeli commentators have speculated that the army would step up operations against militant groups before Sharon puts into motion any withdrawal. Militants said they would increase attacks in a bid to show they are forcing Israel out. Three factions, Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, claimed joint responsibility for an elaborate attack yesterday. Militants used fake Israeli army jeeps to try to penetrate the border. The attempt left the assailants and two Palestinian policemen dead. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.